Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
The District of Columbia, they don't get a right to vote.
Why not?
They do vote for president, but they don't get to vote in any other sort of municipal election.
Fucking garbage.
That's what on the license plate. They want no taxation without representation, but they don't get representation. Because technically Congress... Why are we talking politics? So, Steve, on...
It's Politicast.
It's Politicast. On the range...
Hello, my name is Rick Berman, and... You're listening to Politicast. Today we have a special guest.
Get back to producing Star Trek, Rick Berman.
Armin Hammer. Armin?
Get back to from Armin Shimmerman, more like it.
Armin Hammer. It was a pun.
Oh, well, Armie Hammer is the guy who was in the Social Network, and he was also
His name's out of control. He was super handsome, too.
He was also in The Lone Ranger, and he was supposed to play Batman in the boarded Justice League movie from, like,
I liked The Lone Ranger.
Did you? I never saw it.
It was not bad. It's definitely Johnny Depp's weird in it, which is like, I wish they would have just, you know, cast a fucking Native American as, you know, Tonto. But
I mean, it's Tonto. It's pretty racist as is.
Right. Exactly. You're being super racist. Why don't you go? You know, why don't you not go the full go ham and put Johnny Depp? You know, you just back it up and just, you know, hire an actual Native American. But anyway, I thought the movie was okay, but it's very anachronistic. Like, watching it, you're just kind of like, why is this movie out now? It's like 20, you know, it's 2014. Like, it's weird.
Was it really that? I think it was like, whatever, I don't.
It was a couple years ago, whatever. But like, it's still just, it's just weird watching it. You're just like, huh. I mean, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't fantastic, but, you know. However... The one live action Disney movie that bombed that was fucking great was John Carter.
I think John Carter was terrible.
Oh, I loved it.
You know, but did you ever read the books?
I did not. No. I read the comics.
Yeah, I'm a real big fan of those books, that book series, and I was just like,
I've learned.
I also hate Taylor Kitsch. I hate Taylor Kitsch with every ounce of being in my body.
Was that John Carter?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't either. So I've gotten to the point where I can split from source material.
Yeah.
So I just things are completely separate. Like, if someone tells me it was better in the book, I'm like, I don't fucking care. Like, nobody cares. Great, read the book. This is not a book. This is a movie. It couldn't be better in the book because the book is a book, not a movie. How is the book a better movie? How is the movie a better book?
I disagree with that, because sometimes a book could be like a perfect outline for a movie, and it's not like. Like, some of the stuff, like, the liberties they took, I was fine with. I was like, whatever. They don't really explain that or whatever. Some of the designs are cool, but it's just...
What you're saying is it didn't follow the book well.
Well, it's not that it didn't follow the book well, but the book just does certain things better. Like, the whole, like, war between the two factions and John Carter. In the movie, it's not even explained. In the book, it's like... It's like a summary explanation, but it makes infinite more sense.
Well, then the movie didn't follow the book as well. I'm saying, the book is not a better movie. The book is a book.
Actually, in some ways, I think the book is a better movie in my head.
It always looks all whenever I'm imagining while reading, it's always all stop motiony and creepy. And then I see a long limbed.
This is Halloween.
And then I see a long limbed figure in the corner of my eyes, and he's reaching out towards me, and then I have to stop imagining.
I gotta stop imagining. Yeah,
I don't like it.
So, Steve,
speaking of imagining, do you see Inside Out?
I did.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was a good movie. It was a tearjerker.
I was on a movie tear this weekend. Yeah. 2 days ago, we went to the theater and we saw Terminator Genesis. Then we saw Jurassic World. And then we saw Spy.
Mm-hmm. How was Spy? It's the only one I haven't seen.
Spy was funny.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I thought it was. I mean, if you like Melissa McCarthy, like you know, she's the female Chris Farley.
Yeah.
She's kind of got the same. You know, the same style, like, oh, hey, look, let's make fun of the fat person. However, in that movie, they actually did not really do that. But it was really it was funny. There's some the language is really funny. The dialogue, I said language, but the dialogue's really funny. And there's a there's some parts where some of the lines just fucking had me, you know, busting a gut. It was good. I liked it.
How was Terminator Genesis, the movie that looks awful?
I actually loved it.
You loved it? Of course you did. You love Terminator.
I do love Terminator, but If you were a fan of the film The Terminator,
yeah,
the first one, this is so. Alternate timeline things aside, because if you've watched enough Star Trek, you know how alternate timelines work, and they're a fucking disaster mess.
Yeah.
So what this movie is essentially you watch The Terminator, you watch Terminator Genesis, and Terminator Genesis essentially replaces Terminator 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
Because it's that's now like the Terminator, Terminator 2, Terminator 3, Terminator 4, that is now the alternate timeline. So watching those movies makes Terminator Genesis better. But Terminator Genesis is a new version of the timeline. I thought it was fantastic, and I actually think it's an amazing end cap for the series.
Which,
I'm sure they're going to crank out some more Terminator movies, but I don't think they should. I actually think if they just leave it at this, it would be great. There's a lot of exposition dialogue, which is like kind of like eh. Because it's just not, we watched The Terminator right after when we got home. It was a long time, but there's fucking no dialogue in that movie.
No, it's an action movie. Yeah. That's what it's designed around. I mean, it's James Cameron, essentially his first out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's very little dialogue. And like, that's something I think.
But would it make you want to play the board game?
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
Actually, you don't want to pay $110 for that?
I'm okay.
For that trash?
I'm okay.
Oh, man. So on a scale of 1 to America, how America did you get yesterday on America Day?
Oh, fucking God, dude. I am struggling. Like, when I texted you and I was like, when are you coming over? It's because I was speaking and I felt like I was going to barf. Like, talking was making me want to vomit. So I was like, if he doesn't give me a couple hours, I'm going to vomit right on the fucking mic.
That would be so amazing.
Just be like,
so be like, Steve, Age of Sigmar. and done.
Yeah, just wrap it up, cast over. See ya. Thanks for coming by.
Some of our listeners got a little salty yesterday when I was posting about America Day.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw your thing.
Well, your chocolate sucks. Great. You know what? You know, we're amazing and our chocolate sucks.
I can't. That's actually 100% accurate. American candy is really bad.
Whatever. I'm not even eating American candy anymore. Diet, yo. Diet.
Yeah, I don't eat candy, so.
Mm-hmm.
Except for those Cadbury cream eggs.
You love your Cadbury cream eggs.
They're fucking good.
You just like smearing them all over your face.
They're so much better. They're so much better than the American ones, because the American Cadbury is distributed by Hershey, and they make them use inferior chocolate, so it's not better than Hershey.
It's Cadbury cream eggs. They're awful. It's spooge in a chocolate coating.
The chocolate is, well, regardless of your feelings on the innards, the actual chocolate in the egg is much better.
Well, the chocolate is chocolate, regardless. But I mean, like the part that I don't like about the Cadbury is the visceral fucking devil spooge that's inside of it.
It's so good.
It's just like you taste
the best is licking it off and like it comes out. Like it's literally
comes
jizz.
Out is the
it's
right jizz. Yeah, exactly.
It's some sort of sugary jizz. Perhaps they have like elves and they masturbate them into the eggs.
Tug tug here, tug tug there.
That's good.
Oh man. Oh, so
are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh, okay.
We're recording. We've been going for about 10 minutes now.
Oh, nice. That's a sweet background.
Oh yes,
classic fucking wizard.
That's the print I got at home. The one that's signed actually by the artist.
Sick.
So let's get into it. Let's get what people are. I have two things to talk about today.
What people are waiting for? Dragon Strike?
Yes, we're going to talk about. I came here and Dragon Strike was set up like a demo game at Games Workshop, and I'm like, Steve, are you interviewing me for a job here?
I'm going to demo you. I'm going to demo you on Dragon Strike.
It's like, okay, wait, I got to get my VHS set up. is there like a digital copy of Dragon Strike? Can you find that online?
Oh, it's all over YouTube.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay, so you could at least do it that way.
Oh, you can totally watch it. Well, I mean, you don't want, the video is not a play aid.
Oh, I thought it was like no.
The video is like a live action thing to get you like pumped for the game.
I thought it was like what is it? The one with the graveyard with the dungeon
that's,
master.
Nightmare. Atmosphere,
nightmare, something like
atmosphere.
That.
Atmosphere. That game was hilarious.
Stop! The youngest person goes back to spaces.
Yeah.
And you're like, yes, gamekeeper.
Fuck. I'm the youngest. Shit.
And speaking of stupid arbitrary rules, so let's give a little bit of background. So two podcasts ago, we reported on a game called Age of Sigmar,
which we thought was going to be a box game.
A box game, kind of like from what I heard, it was going to be like a Space Hulk.
Right.
And I was absolutely right. I got a chance to look at it the other day, It is the new version of fantasy. No, it's not even a new version of fantasy.
You were absolutely wrong. You said you were absolutely right. You were actually absolutely wrong.
Yes.
It's not Deathwing or Death Hulk, whatever the fuck.
Space Hulk.
At all.
No, no, no. But I was right on...
It has a Blood Zecrator.
Blood Zecrator.
Okay. One of the fucking things in there is called a Blood Zecrator.
Okay, so they just said, you know what? Fuck fantasy. We're not doing fantasy anymore. Yeah,
they gave fantasy, Warhammer the Game of Fantasy Battle, a big middle finger.
No, it gave it shit. It gave it a pink slip, like just like so many Games Workshop employees.
Getting close to home on that one.
Hey, I quit.
Everyone else got fired.
Yeah, everyone else got fired. I quit.
You got out when it was good.
I got out with about $400 worth of bits back in the day. I made out good. Sold them all for about $3,000 and paid for my way to go to a wedding ring for my an engagement ring for my wife and a trip to San Diego.
Take that, GW.
Yeah. And to Comic-Con.
I'm really sorry for all those people who are like who have fantasy armies and they're trying to sell them on eBay. Oh. And it's just like, sorry, bro. Sorry.
Yeah, just like me.
I got up. I'm so glad I got rid of mine.
Okay, so they obliterated fantasy. Fantasy is no more. They decided that the new game was going to be called Age of Sigmar.
Warhammer. Age of Sigmar.
Is it Warhammer? I thought it was
It is War. Like if you look at the the logo, there's a little like on the top, there's a little word that says Warhammer, and then below it in big letters is Age of Sigmar.
I thought it was just like it's really small because I thought it said we just fucked you. fucked all independent retailers.
I just imagine like whoever was working on that rule set is just like standing in the mirror looking so naked, just going like, would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. And then Goodbye Horses is playing.
He takes the Bloodzilla or whatever it's called.
Bloodzecrator
and just slowly just spreads his butt cheeks apart and sits on it. Just like, oh yeah, Bloodzecrator.
Bloodzecrate me.
Bloodzecrate me.
There's a couple of...
I am the angel of retribution.
More skulls.
Oh, God. I was kind of excited about this box set.
I was super excited.
Steve was
on a roller coaster ride with this.
It's like, Steve's like, it's been toying with my emotions like, since day one.
Straight up. Like, I was like, because I said before, and I've said it on the cast before, if they made a Warhammer, like, if the Warhammer Redux, because there were rumors about it being smaller scale.
Yeah.
And I was like, if that's the game, like, I will play the shit out of it. Like that's awesome. Because my favorite Warhammer that I've ever played was Warbands.
Yeah.
Warbands was my favorite. And like, because
are you talking the 7th edition Warbands?
It was 6th edition.
Okay, the 6th edition ones. I played the 7th edition Warbands, yeah, which is fine. It was the same
thing. It was 6th edition Warbands and it was a campaign.
Yeah.
The thing I loved the most about it is like, we actually played a little bit bigger. Like, well, our end games were a little bit bigger because we went to 1,000 points, which is, you're technically supposed to cap at 750 for Warbands. But we had like the biggest banner you could make was 1,000 because it was a campaign.
Yeah.
But it was so much fun. Because we'd meet up at the bunker and everyone would get to play like 3 or 4 games.
Yeah, it's a quick game.
And you get all of the like tactical stuff that's cool about fantasy in
Wheeling,
it.
You know.
Yep. Wheeling's there, you know, fleeing, like combat matters. And like it was really cool to see like people's different strategies were awesome too, because like someone went like one of the Empire players, like he just went with like halberdiers. He's just like, I'm just taking blocks of halberdiers. He's like straight up. Like he just, you know, they max 10 mans, but like he just took 10 man blocks of halberdiers and like that's what he was going for. And then like another guy was like, I'm taking units of 3 Chaos Warriors. So it was cool to see like people use the rules differently. And like there was, because of how low the points were and how restricted you were when building your army, it was extremely hard to cheese. Like, nobody could really do it. Like,
no, you're absolutely right. It's a great rule set. Yeah. But I want to take people through the timeline of this Age of Sigmar roller coaster that we've been on.
So that's what I was. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
And
so we heard
like,
it was going to be small.
Play it.
Initially, the rules were out there, and the rumors were out there.
Right.
Circle bases, okay. But it's going to be okay if you use circle or square bases.
Right. If you don't need to rebase,
because bases did not matter.
The new stuff's going to be in circle, and I was like, all right.
And that made me wonder at first. I was like, wait a second, if it's not base to base, what's it gonna be?
Well, I was thinking it was gonna be a what the hell? The little trays? War of the Ring.
Yeah, War of the Ring.
I thought it was gonna be War of the Ring style. Like you play small with just circle bases. You play big, you get in the War of the Ring trays.
Oh yes, it was like, you know, there was a lot of speculation going on.
That was
on
my
there.
Speculation. I was like, ooh, it scales up.
And then all of a sudden, more rumors started coming out. Like, wait a second, there's no points. Like what? There's no points. What? Okay, well, how do they, there's got to be something to it. There's got to be, like, some, like each War Scroll's worth a certain, like, if this is one War Scroll.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Wrath of Kings has no points. You pick the game size, and it's just, like, you get this many guys of this type.
Yeah, exactly. Like, for, you know, 200 points. In Wrath of Kings, it's like, for 200 points, you buy this unit size, and 300 points, you get this unit size, and blah, blah, blah. But no, none of that. I don't know yet. At this part, it's like a roller. Everyone's like feverishly speculating. Then the pictures came out of it,
and I was like, "Oh, hey, those look sweet."
Yeah, I was like, "Oh shit," you know. And like, I was texting back and forth with Steve, and we're like, "Oh man," like, because me and Steve, like, we'll talk like about gaming stuff, but we try to save it for the podcast. But you know, there's certain stuff that we're just so excited about where it's like, "Ooh, this looks so cool," you know.
Have to be like, "Hey, did you see that fucking thing?"
I love the chaos stuff. The Sigmar stuff wasn't a big fan of. It was Space Marines.
Yeah, I mean, I think they look cool. Yeah. I think they're well sculpted.
Yeah.
But they're just Space Marines.
Yeah.
So like, they finally found a way to cram Space Marines into their fucking historical fantasy game.
Yeah. And then it was like, rule book's only gonna be 4 pages long, and I was like, there's no way. This has gotta be like a starter rule set. Nope. What? Only 4 pages? What? Okay. It's like, they're going to create, everything's going to be based off War Scrolls. No more army books. Oh, okay. War Scrolls.
Everything's going to be free.
Everything's going to be free. Like, holy shit.
Yeah,
I've been saying it for years.
Control.
Every game's got to make the rule set for free so that we can play it.
Yeah. I've always, like, and you know, you still sell a shit ton of books.
You do.
Perfect example is, mini segue, Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition was available in its entirety for free for a very long time.
Yeah.
And now it's not. It's obviously not available anymore, but it was available for free for a very long time. And it sold like infinite.
Yeah.
So
it's exactly. So it's like, oh, this is crazy. This is crazy. Yeah. And then
are they turning a new leaf?
So I managed to meet up with one of my contacts in Games Workshop, and I got a preview of the box set. This was, you know, Wednesday. Right before in the week of this podcast, I got to look at the box set.
Mm-hmm.
So I texted Steve. I'm like, I got to look at the box set. Okay. So the plastics, amazing. The chaos figures, gorgeous. I'm not a huge fan of every model that's in that box set, but it's just like,
what about the Bloods of Crater?
The Bloods of Crater. But for, and it retailed, I actually texted Steve. I said, if this retails for about $120, it's a steal.
Yeah, and it does.
It does. It's $125, so I'm sure you'd be able to get it online for about between $100 and $115, you could probably get it for.
Right.
So I was like, oh, this is exciting. Got a chance to look at the rule book. Rule book, it's 4 pages. Okay, got exciting about that. It's getting, like, there's certain, like, at this point, I was both excited and disappointed. So I was excited. I was like, the rules are actually pretty, not tight, but the rules are interesting for play.
Yeah.
So, like, if Steve and I played, it would be great. If I went to a local gaming store and played against another schmo, I would hate this game. I would hate this game with every single ounce of fiber in my body.
Yeah.
But if we're playing against a friend, it's a great rule
sure.
set.
It's simple and small.
Yeah. Everything is based off of, from model to model,
which
it's
is
not
fucking terrible.
Worst thing ever.
There's people talking about the battle reports for it already, and it's a fucking disaster to play it. Because by the book, this guy couldn't actually attack a giant because he had to get his models onto the giant's base.
And you can't do that.
And you can't because the giant's base has like rocks and shit on it. So he's like, I can't actually attack this giant. It's invincible.
Yeah.
Also, models, when you measure your unit coherency, they have to be within 1 inch,
mm-hmm.
but it's fucking model to model. So that means if you have those Sigmarite guys, their bases pretty much have to be touching to be within an inch to make a unit because mm-hmm. they're on Terminator bases.
Yep. So
that's the fucking dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So the so like for your massive one-man units, but here, Steve, it's okay because it doesn't matter how many guys you have in a unit. You could have one-man units. It doesn't fucking matter. You could have 18 one-man units. It doesn't fucking matter.
It's true. And if they're all one-man units, you get to have a unit champion.
Yeah.
They're all unit champions, so they're actually better.
Yeah, exactly.
A free unit champion.
There is no point cost, and there's no way of building an army. There's no rules for building
an
army.
There's literally no rules.
Yeah.
It's a fucking mega battle.
It is the Wild Wild West.
It's not even that.
The Wiki Wild Wild West of gaming.
The Wild Wild West at least had some rules. They did. Like, it was wild, but there were rules.
Yeah.
Like, if you kill a lot of people come get you.
Okay.
They're going to shoot you.
They're going to shoot you, Pyro Pilgrim.
They're going to shoot you.
You have this amazing box set. Like,
it's fantastic.
Probably one of the best sculpts I've ever seen. The rule book and like
it's the price, the figures, the pricing, the quantity of models, the quality of models. It is the best box set the Games Workshop's ever made.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything better.
I mean,
For one of their games, like they like I you could argue like HeroQuest or whatever is better, but that's I'm saying for like for Warhammer, it's the best Warhammer box set.
Yeah, in a long time, in a very long time. I mean, like I still think that the
Island of Blood that was the Skaven and High Elf.
Yeah, the Skaven and High Elf one. Actually, I think all of the fantasy box sets have been pretty good buys.
Oh, I'd agree.
Yeah,
I just think this one's the best.
But the only problem
is in the current pricing structure of Games Workshop.
Yes.
So that's what I'm trying to, like, that's...
Absolutely.
Like, the value there. Like, because Battle for Skull Pass was the Dwarves and Night Goblins was their best value at that time.
Yeah, that one was fantastic,
but
too.
But for this to be the same equivalent, like, if this was releasing at the same time, this box set would be, I think, like, $35 at the Battle for Skull Pass time. Like, that's how big of a deal this box set is in comparison to their pricing structure on every other model.
Yeah. It's so you got that on one. On the other hand, you have these batshit insane rules. And I honestly think it's just like people like Games Workshop just was like, we don't give a fuck. There is no reason. Like, no one's going to play this game. They're just going to buy these models and convert their Blood Angels, and they're going to convert their chaos army. Yeah.
So one guy pointed out you get the High Elf heads and those fucking Sigmarites are,
and it's Custodes.
Very, very easy Custodes.
Yeah, no, it's you're absolutely right, and that guy was absolutely right. The rules online for all of the previous armies. Steve has had nothing but giggles and laughs about this bullshit for days. He's just been like trolling everyone.
You can pretend to ride a horse. You want you re-roll a hit if you pretend to ride the horse. If you talk to the imaginary horsey, you get the re-roll to wounds.
Yeah.
And someone argued that no one's going to make you do that. And I would say it's a written rule. So means that you can just ignore miscasts because you don't like it.
Well, okay. So let's get into that part. Games Workshop put out war scrolls for every army that's out there currently.
Yep. Every unit that's currently made.
Yeah, that's like, I don't even want to get that deep into the rules of the game, because the rules of the game are so, like, the actual play
trash.
Rules. They're not trash. It's a good game. It's a quick game. It's almost like...
Well, the measurement rule breaks the game.
Well, yeah. But I'm saying, like, in terms of, like, the hit, the wound, the phases...
That's one of my point. One of the... I think that the new, like, stat line with that, like, with the little, like, the circle of four stats and then the line of, like, to hit and to wound and stuff, I think that's phenomenal.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's super good.
It's the rules... Like, the actual rules for play, aside from the like, measure between models, which you could ignore according to most people who are playing this game, because you just ignore all the rules.
Yeah. Exactly. There are no fucking rules.
There are no fucking rules. That should be called Warhammer, Age of Sigmar. There's no fucking rules. Those are okay. It's very similar to King's War, and I think we've pointed that out online. Like, a lot of the flat hits and stuff like that, it's very much like King's of War. The biggest, like, these war scrolls, it's obviously they didn't think them through. Not every special character, but a lot of the special characters have these insane rules. Insane rules. And we're not talking about, like, game-breaking rules, but, like, if you have a better mustache than your opponent, Kurt Hellborg...
A bigger, better mustache.
One of the Empire special characters literally has, if you have a bigger, better mustache than your opponent, you get a special ability. Yep. If you ride around in an imaginary horse, you get a special ability.
If you talk to the horse, it stacks.
If you bribe your opponent... Not with, like, anything game-related. You want a Twinkie, Steve?
Sure, I'll have it.
Oh, well, I get this special rule because you take it.
Oh, shit. Yeah. There's one where if you make your opponent laugh.
Yeah.
Sigiswald, whatever, the fucking Slaanesh pretty boy for chaos, you have to be looking in a mirror.
Yeah. If you act haughtier than your opponent, what does haughtier mean, Steve?
I mean, haughty is, you know, it's arrogant. Full of yourself, massive ego.
But you have to do that while playing. It's like,
but you're playing a Games Workshop game, so the chances of you out haughtying are impossible, because you guys are just going to haughty one another to death.
I think it's actually if you just act haughty, not haughtier than your opponent. But this is like I don't want to play this.
It's fucking Babby's first battle game.
Yeah, here's the thing, is that the thing that pisses me off the most is the people saying, well, you don't have to play with those rules. But as you say, it's just like, well, who says that it makes any sense then? Like, you could just throw out any rule that you want.
Right.
You know, it's...
I mean, which is totally fine. Like, that's cool. You can mod. You're free to modify games.
Yeah, you're free to modify. But that's like.
But you can't do that. Like, you can't go to a store and meet up with a random person and be like, oh, well, I don't use that rule at home.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're fucking dancing around on a fucking imaginary horse and eating bananas and like, woo! Yeah, and you're, you know, and you're just like, what the fuck is this guy doing? He's like, I'm activating my special rules? You know, and if you're playing Cetra, you better not drop a dice, because if you fucking kneel down, you lose.
Oh, you're over. It's you all lose. Over. Yeah.
It's so fucking bad. I was actually disappointed. I was looking forward to something from Games Workshop, which is not a feeling I've had for a long time. Like,
it's just
many years.
So the only thing I could think of,
this could have been a gigantic coup. Like, they could have brought back all of their, you know, perceived losses from Fantasy, because I mean, a lot of people quit because of 8th edition, because 8th edition is terrible, it's awful. The only people who stuck with 8th edition are the fucking Kool-Aids.
Yeah, like it's not even the Kool-Aids, but it's the people who are in it so long that they can't.
Right. They can't.
If they
do anything
stop
else.
Playing, they realize that it's just such a financial loss to them that it's not even
right.
worth it.
They've been in it too much. I mean, and some of those guys, it's
they're
like,
in too deep, Steve.
They're in too deep. I mean, some of those guys, it's like, you know, it makes sense. Like, the dude's been playing fucking Warhammer for 20 years.
And,
like,
yeah, and there's nothing wrong with a lot of them. They're like nice guys.
Oh yeah, no.
This is
not an attack on their character.
Yeah.
This is just like they're just doing it because they're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like. Well, I mean, I guess it'd be like Magic. Like, when the format of Magic is bad, you kind of still play it, and you just wait, because it's going to get changed.
Yeah.
So it's like with Warhammer. You're like, well, you know, 8th edition sucks ass, but hey, you know, they'll fix it soon.
Well, and that's the thing that drives me crazy with Age of Sigmar, because, like, for example, Magic's a great game that errata's a lot of shit for tournaments.
It also rotates.
And rotate. Well, I mean, but the main thing is errata. Like, if a rule's not working or a card's not working.
If something's misprinted, they fix it.
They fix it, or they'll get rid of it.
And if something's super broken, they ban it.
Yeah. And there's usually a lot of debate about that, and there's a lot of, like, figuring out about it, like, oh, shit, this skip bias, this is obviously... These rules that Games Workshop put in here, one of two things. One, they either want to desperately sabotage this game and think it's funny somehow that they're sabotaging this game, or that they're just saying it's a big fuck you to all the people who have all of their old models and wanted another edition of Fantasy, and just saying, well, go ahead, play with this. Enjoy talking to your imaginary horrors, you bunch of assholes.
Yeah. Yeah, because those stupid rules aren't on
the new stuff.
The new stuff.
The new stuff is all fine. It's a relatively decent game.
The new stuff does not require you to yell or shout at your opponent. The battalion special rules, the way you configure your army, a bunch of those have that rules. Like one of the orc ones is like, after you do anything, you have to insult your opponent as an orc.
Or rook.
Oh, that's right.
They changed
the name.
The names.
Changes. Oh,
because they can't copyright orc.
Fucking A, dude. The name changes are unreal. Dwarves aren't dwarfs. They're Dunarrenenden. So fucking bad.
Like, ogres are like, ogres.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish painting my Wrath of Kings.
Yeah.
I'm actually painting Joe's Wrath of Kings right now. Not,
I see.
Not you. That's not them. That's my roommates. I'm not painting those.
Okay.
I'm painting Squidman.
Squidman.
But once I'm done with the Wrath of Kings, I'm going to play some games of that.
Yeah.
And then for my next miniatures task, I'm going to make a 10mm Warmaster army.
Nice, buddy. You know I'll play.
I'm going to make a 10mm Warmaster army. I haven't decided what manufacturer I want to use. I think I'm going to use Kalistra.
Kalistra's good.
I think Kalistra has some quality models. I might find a few, like, blisters, you know, some key blisters from GW. I saw a...
I have all of the books, if you need to borrow them. Wink, wink, tap, tap. I have them all stored.
Oh, well, they're just online. You can just totally grab them. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I want to get a hard copy of the book, but...
Yeah, good luck with that.
I found them. They're not actually that expensive. It's just hard to find.
Yeah.
It's like, most people are selling it. It trends for, like, $20.
When Warmaster went out, Steve knows that I have I went kind of nuts. I have every issue of Warmaster magazine. I have all of the annuals.
It's really cool. That's what I want to do, because I think I'm just gonna, and there's so many fan updates to the rules. It's basically at a second edition at this point.
Yeah.
And I thought there was really the only bad thing about Warmaster was the E formation bowman. So, and that's kind of just handled.
Yeah.
You just you just don't do it.
The oh god, it's just, and you look at the, you look at this Age of Sigmar, and you just can't help but going, they just did these rules to fuck over the old players.
Maybe there's like a fucking corporate espionage infiltrator from Mantic Games who's currently working at Nottingham and like is like, I'm gonna fucking push Kings of War to the top, baby.
Well, I mean, and I you know, as much as shit as I give Kings of War, because I'm like, no one plays Kings of War, Steve. Like, I have seen recently on my own Facebook feed people liking Mantic Games as of late.
Yep. It's the only blocked comic. And that's the thing.
It's not a bad game. I've played it.
Kings of War is a fantastic game. You might not like their minis. You might think their minis are shit. A lot of people do. Yeah. I think that they get the job done, in my opinion. Yeah.
If I was going to play with my old fantasy figures, I would play just with Kings of War rules.
Right. Yeah.
Because it makes fucking sense.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the best thing about Kings of War is you can use whatever models you want.
No, Age of Sigmar, for as much as I like the combat system, it's like if you had a chart, if you made a great chart and said good things about Age of Sigmar, bad things about Age of Sigmar, for every check in the good, there's like three checks in the bad.
Yeah.
And it's like, good, flat combat system, great. Bad, no point system, no way of building your armies, you know, and no restrictions.
That the Skaven Screaming Bell rolls 2d6 for its action.
Yeah.
Someone on the Facebook pointed this out. The Skaven Screaming Bell rolls 2d6 for its activation, for its ring, and on its results chart there's a 13, and that says if you roll 13 you win.
Yeah, it's
on 2d6, right?
Yeah, that's supposed to be just funny.
However, it is supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be like, you know, a wink and a nod, like, haha. However, a Tzeentch model from Chaos has the ability to change your roll
plus
once per game. No, once per game, you can change some dice you roll to any result you want. So you literally take two models, because there's no restrictions. I could bring Empire and fucking Dark Elves and Chaos models. So I bring my one Skaven Screaming Bell. I bring my one Tzeentch Sorcerer model. I put the shit down. We shake hands. I go, 13, I win. And I just, you just sweep the tournament. So the game becomes a literal dice roll, because whoever outdices the person for first turn wins, because everyone's playing the Screaming Bell Tzeentch caster list.
It's ridiculous. Yeah,
it's just absurd. And like, I'm shocked by how, I guess Stockholmed people are when I see people defending it. And I'm like, are you shitting me? Like, they literally shit on you. Like, I say that, like, Workshop shits on their fans a lot, but this time they fucking dropped trow and shit on them.
Well,
like,
and that's
just disgusting British diarrhea shit.
Well, that's from eating all of their fried food. I literally went to the Games Workshop, looked at the box set, and I was actually impressed with it. I was like thinking this is going to be a decent buy.
Like, the box set's not bad.
And then they dropped those War Scrolls, and I'm just like, I don't want to play with my figures in this. I don't. And it left such a nasty taste in my mouth that it's like, I have multiple fantasy armies at home that are nicely painted in.
And now you can't do anything.
I can still do plenty with
Kings of War.
I could still play 6th edition if I wanted to. But I was like, I thought this was going to breathe new life into it, because I thought it would be a good idea. Because, like, well, shit, if there's a way of, like, eventually some guy will create like a universally accepted way of building your army.
Sure. People are already trying to do it's like number wounds of War Scrolls and wounds, but I gotta say, like,
that's a terrible way of doing it.
Even then, like, you're telling me my 30 wounds of Chaos Warriors is gonna lose to your 30 wounds of fucking Skeleton Spearmen?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Chaos Warriors are insane. Like, in that game, like, they're
yeah,
fucking ridiculous.
It's there's always got to be a way of balancing it. Like, you just assign a War Scroll a certain
There's no way you can balance something that's so out of whack.
Yeah.
So you there's no way you can balance something that was intentionally made to be the most imbalanced thing in the world.
So fantasy, now that we've railed on this for about a good 25 minutes, fantasy, we want to send you off with a Viking funeral.
Vikings didn't have bugles.
Steve is shooting the flaming arrow at the Viking boat filled with plastic goblin spearmen.
I missed again.
Give me that.
Good times.
Game of Thrones reference.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Speaking of which, how fucking exciting is it that there's going to be a season of Game of Thrones next year that's all on its own.
I know. It's well, a lot of this season was pretty out there. A lot of it wasn't in the books.
Oh yeah, they've already said they're doing their own thing.
Yeah,
they can go their own way. Go their own way. Jurassic World is really good too.
Jurassic World was a fun movie that succeeded despite all of its massive, massive failures. Spoiler alert: at the end, when they open the paddock at the end, what I wanted at the end when they open up that paddock at the end, and I wanted there to be Jeff Goldblum just standing there doing a T-Rex pose going, rawr.
You know, it was bullshit that Jeff Goldblum was not in that movie.
Yeah, there was no reason for any of them. Like, they could... I liked the throwback to the first one, but they should have had...
That was actually pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was neat. But they should have had, like, Goldblum or someone from the original movies there.
Yeah.
Like, it would have actually been pretty cool if, like, Bryce Dallas Howard's character was Lex. Like, she was literally in charge of the company now.
Did you see the sick-ass cameo from Mr. DNA?
Yes, I did see
I was so excited about
Dino
that.
Dino DNA.
Like, we were sitting in the theater, and I was like, yes! When he popped up, I literally fist-pumped.
And I was like, that would have been pretty cool to have it be Lex, and then she could have some PTSD from the first time the dinosaurs escaped. Like, the whole reason why she's so about locking down the dinosaurs is because of her experience in the first Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there like, shit, I'm just an average Joe, no pun intended, I could have came up with a better fucking plot than this movie. Yeah.
It worked, though. It was fun.
It was fun. That's what I say. It's a movie
you watch. It entertains your eyes while you stuff popcorn in your mouth. Yeah.
It succeeded despite all of its massive, massive, massive bona fide flaws. And, you know, it was... I think one of the funniest things about the entire movie is that it's a movie about... Not crowdsourcing, but like crowd testing dinosaurs. Like, well, they want this and they want this. That's what the movie is. It's like, oh, women want Chris Pratt, and guys want a hot redhead who runs around in heels, and kids want dinosaurs that are bigger and monster,
and
people want more deaths and everything. It's essentially the movie's a meta commentary on
dinosaurs.
It's the plot is a meta commentary on what the audience of the movie wants.
Right.
And yet, I can't help but watching it, going like, this is so utterly predictable. But I'm enjoying it while I'm watching it.
Yeah,
so I kind of hate
it's designed.
I kind of hate myself for liking
it. It's because it's genetically designed to please you.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's the thing. Everything about that movie is just pleasing. You're like, the science babble works. Like, you're just like, oh, B.D. Wong, I love you in Law and Order.
B.D. Wong.
I love B.D. Wong. He's awesome.
I loved you in the Broadway production of Rent.
Was he in Rent?
In the original Broadway production.
Oh, nice.
And he was also in the original Broadway... No, not Rent. You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. He played Linus in the original... In the 90s. Why am I talking about Broadway?
I don't know.
I watched...
You got really animated about that, though.
I watched 1776 yesterday in honor of America Day, which is one of the greatest musicals ever written. It's about the signing of the Declaration of Independence. It's about 40 old men
in a
room singing...
There's a fucking musical about the Declaration of Independence?
Not only is it a musical, it's a Tony Award-winning best musical of 1972.
God fucking damn it. I hate the world. I hate the world we live in. First Age of Sigmar, now this.
It's got Mr. Feeny as John Adams.
Yeah, look, Mr. Feeny.
Yeah, exactly. See?
He's got a sweet mustache. He'd get that special role.
It's... But is it fuller than my mustache?
Well, see, you have a beard mustache combo. You don't have a separate mustache, so I think you would be disqualified from using the rule.
What if I just like trimmed out this part right here so you could see that the separation between
and
beard?
There was a separation between mustache and beard.
Yeah.
I think Feeny would have you beat, but it'd be close.
Oh God!
But it'd be close. There's a few celebrities with stashes you could beat, but I don't think Mr. Feeny is one of them.
If literally I showed up to an Age of Sigmar tournament, this is just like.
It's an anti-tournament game. You can't run a turn. Like, the people trying to run a tournament for this game are going to, like, seppuku themselves.
Well, I mean, like...
With the fucking Sigmarite. With the Bloodsecrator.
They're gonna spill their guts
with the Bloodsecrator.
I mean, like, okay, if all of the dominoes fall in line, like, I'm talking, like, the amount of things that have to happen in order for me to A, buy the box set, B, play the game, C, get good enough that I could feel like I could go to a tournament... And I went there, and some person was, and the tournament organizer was like, oh, yeah, you have to do all the special, like, dancey rules. I think I would jump across the table and punch that guy in the face. Full on closed fist, which you're not supposed to do. You're never supposed to punch a guy in the face with a closed fist, Steve. It's bad for your hand, it's bad for their face. But the face is actually designed to take a punch. But I'm saying, he's like, you're never supposed to do that. But I would do that just out of the sheer anger and gut roiling. Like, I haven't felt this angry about something since Indiana passed that bill. But luckily, the Supreme Court passed the bill, so Naomi and Steve are getting married. So that's good.
Finally.
Yeah, they passed the ruling. Steve and I are going to get married. Not gay married, because it's just marriage now.
And we're also not going to have any Confederate flags.
No, no Confederate flags. Is it funny that when they passed, when all the people started taking down the Confederate flags on eBay and whatever else, I kind of said to myself, I go, well, what about all the people playing historical games? How are they going to sell their Confederacy?
How are they going to get their flags?
And the thing is, like, I said, wait a second, Civil War games are trash. Why do we even fucking cares?
I mean, you know my feeling on historical games. Oh, I actually have to I have to throw a clarification out here, because I shit on historical games a lot, but we are always talking about Bolt Action, which is a World War II game, Civil War and Napoleon. Yeah. Ancient history, I'm fine with those.
Yeah.
So like if it's like Hail Caesar, like the ones where it's just like Romans versus, you know, the Huns or some shit, I'm totally cool with those games.
I'm fine with everything. I'm fine with all historical games except Napoleonic, because I believe Napoleonics are the death of all wargaming. But to say Bolt Action is historical is kind of ridiculous. It's like saying that, like, over the River Kwai was historically
Bolt Action
accurate.
Is Warhammer 40,000. Yeah. That's what that game is. It's like a weird third edition, three-point. It's the Pathfinder to Warhammer 40,000's D&D.
Excellent comparison. No, yeah. it's like World War II the movie.
Yeah, you know what I say? Like it's.
I prefer if it was World War II the musical, but
yeah. I mean, if
I am Hitler, I am singing.
Now we go to Poland. Poland's just for me.
Springtime for Hitler. You have to have
the whole character development where he starts out like a nice guy. He's like, I'm helping the German people, and then it's like I want Poland, and then it's like kill the Jews.
Yeah. Well, you took that dark right there.
Yeah. It's like, wait a minute. This guy was, you know, he was all happy.
He started off as a painter.
Yeah.
He wasn't a good painter, but he was a painter.
He was a painter, damn it.
And now he just hates everyone. It's the Jews and the Slavs and the gays, and he hates.
And the Russians.
And the Russians. He's just like a Republican in America. Oh, shit. I just went there. Compared him to Hitler. Might have to bleep that out. Okay, so anyway.
I want to have a crumpet. Let's go to Britain.
Bunch of tea guzzling crumpet eaters.
Crumpets gross.
I think I called them tea guzzling crumpet munchers. Crumpet munchers.
I like tea, but I can't defend the British's use of tea because they murder it with milk.
I can't defend tea in general. It's just leaf water.
Oh, it's so good.
Delicious. I hate tea.
That's just like coffee's bean water.
It's the oil.
Whatever. It's still fucking bean water.
It's America juice. That's what it is, Steve. America juice.
I mean, I like coffee too. I like coffee and tea, but like
I don't talk bad about my America juice.
I don't like when people murder them with milk because that's disgusting.
You don't put any cream in your coffee?
No, absolutely not. I drink that shit black. Yeah. I like it like my women, strong and black.
Yeah, exactly. And a spoon in them.
And a spoon in them.
No, I'm pretty similar. I put like a splash of milk in it, just like a blunk.
Yeah, can't do it.
You just don't like milk.
That's also true.
Yeah.
But I mean, I wouldn't use a milk substitute either, like almond milk or anything like that.
I don't know. Almond milk.
Almond milk's good.
That's what happens when you kill your America juice right there. That becomes commie juice. It's Canada juice then.
Almond milk?
Yeah.
But what about coconut milk?
That's Hawaii juice.
How about rice milk?
China juice.
Hawaii juice, believe it or not, part of America.
Not in my state. You look at my flag, there's 47 stars. Because I'll be damned if I recognize Texas, Missouri, and Hawaii.
I'll be damned if I'll ever recognize Missouri. Oh, man.
Oh,
America humor.
America? That's what I was talking about. Like, before we go on.
Age of Shitmar.
Age of Shitmar.
I've coined it. It's Age of Shitmar.
Holy fuck. I guess, like, I can't talk, I don't want to talk about it anymore, because it's so bad.
It was a real disappointment. Like, I thought this could have been, like, a fucking, like, banner.
It could have been everything you've ever wanted.
Yeah, it could have been this, like, huge banner release for Workshop. It could have brought back a bunch of lapsed players. It could bring new players in.
Yeah.
You know, it's the Workshop doesn't realize that it's a different world, apparently, because I talked to plenty of people whose first game has been War Machine.
Yeah.
Like, they were introduced entirely to the hobby by War Machine.
Oh, yeah.
Or Infinity. You know, like, they do not know of the hobby as we know of the hobby, where, like...
I like how everyone was talking about America Day, and they're posting Infinity models. Get that Spanish crap off my Facebook feed.
It's made by Spaniards. The only American miniatures company is fucking Privateer Press. They're in Seattle. That's it.
Well, there's a couple miniature companies in Chicago, in America, but the big ones, yes.
Right, you know what I mean. Like, yeah, obviously, like, the Perrys are the Perrys are British, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay. What the hell is it? There's one
all
guy.
Three arms of them.
Yeah. No, there's a guy we know. I don't know. There's a guy we know, like, sort of.
The sculptor?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know a lot of sculptors.
Whatever. I don't know. But sure, they're in America. Like, yeah. They've got a thing. Yeah. You know, so it's...
Yeah. Speaking of which, like, we were talking about that on the last episode of Play On. I was on the last one. And it was... we were talking about how Game Classy fans... It's like, we don't have any American fans. All of our fans are from, like, the Commonwealth.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of which, we got an email from Pete. He emailed us. He says... Hello, chaps. I like your podcast because I can clean my apartment to it whilst on cold and flu tablets and alcohol because I have a chick coming over tomorrow night. Fuck, it's tough to vacuum fake Xmas tree shite that's everywhere after making 100 plus 28 millimeter from fake Xmas trees. And he says, number two, C1. Good evening, Pete from Australia.
Oh, nice.
He actually, he spelled out Australia.
Australia.
So, Pete from Australia, I just have one word for you. Nice.
I like your bloomin' onions.
Let's go out back tonight.
Night. That's not the commercials anymore. Now the commercials are no rules, just right. Like Age of Sigmar.
Age of Sigmar.
Age of Shitmar. No rules, just right. No rules, just wrong. Age of Shitmar. Yeah.
No rules, just wrong. You feel good about that?
Yeah. Age of Shitmar. I feel really good about Age of Shitmar.
And I also we actually got two more people on the a podcast. They put comments on there. I'm gonna pull them up real
Wait,
quick.
Wait, a podcast commented on us?
No. On the iTunes.
Oh, iTunes.
Like, cool. You know what I tell you guys all the time? Like, the best way to support the podcast is to give us, you know, a good start and just write about how shitty we are. So I gotta just scroll down to it because we have like 34 comments on here now. 34 comments on our iTunes.
Man, we're getting up on that.
Steve's super excited about that. I only have one more thing I really want to talk about in terms of gaming.
How many reviews do we have?
How many reviews?
Like, well, how many ratings? It tells you that, right?
Yes. Hold on a second.
Bet it's like 10.
I bet it's 10. You know, screw those guys. Oh, God, I can't find it right now. I'll look for it in a second.
You blew it.
I blew it.
You know what happened? You were this. You were on fire. But now...
Like
now,
my mixtape?
Now look, the water has doused you, and you are put out. Take a look.
Okay, I see. Well, it's, we have.
Did you like my magic trick?
I did like your magic trick.
Yay. Yeah. Playing with tokens from Dragon Strike. Are you ready for a Dragon Strike?
All right. I can't find it right now. But anyway, we had some people put up some good reviews of us on the podcast.
Fantastic.
So. Yeah, so yay for us. Well, I'll find them eventually someday. Maybe on the next podcast I'll talk about it.
Fantastic.
But they talked about how shitty we were, but yet gave us like really good reviews. So.
Nice.
Yes.
Did they talk about our vulgarity?
That guy.
They're so vulgar.
They're so vulgar.
Like, who the fuck are you? Like, who gives a shit about vulgarity and is into gaming?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, the only other thing I want to talk about is
like,
something...
Mormon who's like, I hope they talk about Monopoly.
It was really fun. Oh, here we go. I pulled them up. I found them. Okay, so Iron Chef Zod, Zod the Great, he said, 2-star review. Every episode of this podcast I listen to literally makes me stupider. The nerd voices they do are kind of funny, though. Half a thumb up. He gave us 5 stars at least. Game Classy Podcast. Why? 5-star review from Mario 98765.
Nice.
One of the few podcasts.
That's a good. Yeah, that was a good one.
That's a callback.
Yeah, it is.
That's a callback. One of the few podcasts that made me laugh out loud. It is ironic how the hosts perpetually make jokes about the various games and grognard people in the community that they ultimately associate with. My only request is that they actually have more game related talk while talk like Will Wheaton show, which is part of my transition.
That's also a totally sick reference as well because they probably know how I feel. And you feel about Will Wheaton.
Did you hear about what happened with his show?
Did he set himself on fire? Because that'd be awesome.
No, he did not set himself on fire.
Fuck. Did someone else set him on fire? Because that would also be awesome.
No.
Fuck.
He literally...
You ruined my life.
he created his own controversy. So he was playing...
Okay. Oh, was it Cards Against Humanity where he took cards out?
No. Oh, okay. But that's
also...
that
doesn't really seem controversial. It's just like, you don't want to talk about this on a YouTube show. That's fine.
Why wouldn't you want to talk about, like, grandma's, you know, vagina on...
I think they kept those in.
Okay.
They took out the, well, like, they took out the ones that were, like, sexual or racial.
Okay.
Which is, like, I mean, that's legitimate.
Did they take out the biggest, blackest dick, Steve?
They shouldn't, because that's the best card in the game.
it's the ultimate win card.
Yes, the
I
biggest,
hate
blackest
that game
dick.
So much.
That's a game that you're supposed to play. It's very loosely a game, but that's a group, that's a bunch of cards you pull out when everyone's plastered and you just start saying stupid shit and you forget how to play.
Yeah. No, that's when I'm like, no, we're playing a real game. I'm all drunk. I'm like, we're going to play
Twilight Imperium.
We're going to play Twilight Imperium and we're going to sit here until it's done.
It's like, Joe, people don't even know what that game is.
Shut your mouth. You shut your dirty whore mouth, Steve.
Twilight of what?
No, Will Wheaton fucked up.
I love Twilight.
Will Wheaton self-admittedly fucked up. But you know what? So again, on his show, he was playing Kingdom Builder.
Okay.
I don't know if you know that game.
Yeah, it's a Rainier Knizia game.
Rainier Knizia. But apparently one of his producers is in charge of reading all the rules and teaching him how to play the game. Because he's too busy to learn how to read the damn rules of a game. And they played the rules completely wrong on the show.
Fantastic.
So he, like, threw his producer underneath the bus and was saying, like, you know, they're supposed to show me how to do it and blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, and he, like, self-admitted that he screwed up the rules. But here's the thing. Me and you screw up the rules all the time to games. Do we give a fuck?
Yeah. That happens.
Yeah.
That's like the most true to life thing you can
do. Is just fuck up the rules.
And then what you
game.
Do is you play it again with the right rules.
And you go, oh, this makes so much more
you're
sense.
Like, oh, this game isn't actually a 6-hour slog fest.
Yeah.
Because we're supposed to do more than one thing on our turns.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and granted, it's Rainier Knizia. I mean, it's all written in German and translated to English.
I mean,
anyway.
These games are really easy, like, generally.
I'm just saying. I'm making fun of the Germans, Steve.
Oh, they're not. They're a very efficient and industrious people.
They were invited to Poland to keep with the theme of this podcast.
Pie and punch was served.
Pie and punch was served. But yeah, he fucked up pretty bad, and he, like, literally created his own controversy. And I think some of the funniest comments were on Reddit, where it was just like, "Who the fuck cares, Will? No one gives a fuck." And there were literally people like...
Speaking of Reddit's on fucking fire right now. What the hell?
It's like my mixtape. they got a sick. Giggle out of Steve.
Sick. Do you have your remix of Bobby Brown's My Prerogative on there?
Yes.
Nice.
Actually, it's Opposites Attract by Paula Abdul, my remix of that. Because Steve, two steps forward.
Track.
Three
steps forward and two steps back.
We get together because opposites attract.
Oh, man. Fucking... I loved that music video as a kid because it had
a cartoon cat.
Yeah, I was like, hey, he's a cartoon. He looks like a cartoon cat Arsenio Hall.
Yes, it was. I think I exactly. And that was back in Paula Abdul's, like, peak hotness phase, back before she became a mess. Yeah, but he created this own controversy about it because the fuck up. I mean, granted, if he just said, hey guys, I fucked this up. We're gonna play it again. We're gonna do it right. Okay. But no, it's like he like went out and did this whole mea culpa about it. You know how many rules I fuck up on this podcast alone?
Dude, I don't know, man. Like,
it's like I don't even play these games. Steve just hates Will Wheaton.
I definitely hate Will Wheaton. And this definitely sounds like something Will Wheaton would do.
This sounds like some Wesley Crusher would do. And then Riker would have to come and clean up his mess.
Actually, for as much as I hate... Will Wheaton, I actually don't mind Wesley Crusher.
And not even
as weird as that is.
It's because he was a 3-season guy and he left. He was done.
Yeah. Yeah.
He bowed out.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's like that's really it. Like, he's not that bad. Also, I know the reasoning why he's so prevalent in the beginning is because they wrote a bunch of Wesley episodes and they were only going to use a few of them, but because of the writer's strike, they were like, fuck, these are the scripts we have. I guess there's going to be a whole lot of Wesley episodes.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Well, I mean, it's just, I just don't know why people made such a big deal out of it. Like, the people who got really angry about it. It's like, it's Will Wheaton's show. Yes, it introduces a lot of people to gaming, but you know what? Even if he fucked up the rules, it doesn't matter. It's not like a how-to to game. Like, if you really want to look up how-to videos on how to play a game, there's a thousand of them online.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and a lot of them are boring as fuck, but they'll tell you in detail how to play a goddamn game.
Yeah, that's, you know...
Like, if I wanted to play...
That's such an awkward, like, just own it. You fucking got some rules wrong. Who cares?
Well, I mean, I think the thing...
The worst part is, like, he's fucking throwing the other guy under the bus.
Yeah. It's like, read the rules. It's a Rainer Kinesia book. It's probably, like, 6 pages of rules. Like, you could take time out to read the rule book.
Yeah, it's,
Talk about Will Wheaton awful lot of this podcast.
I don't like that.
You don't like that?
No, well, I mean, it is the age of Shitmar.
The age of Shitmar.
Will Wheaton, and they had a hand in it somehow.
No rules, only wrong.
No rules, just wrong.
Just wrong, sorry. No rules, just wrong.
That's another callback to our Australian friend.
Yes. Age of Shitmar. I like it. I think it'll work.
I think it's going to stick. Okay. Like shit.
All right, so thank you for bringing that back, because I wanted to transition. I'm doing a contest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just for the fuck of it, because I had some stuff to
give
away.
Is it about pretending to be an imaginary horse?
Yes. Actually, kind of. So on the podcast thread on the YouTube page, not the YouTube page, on the Facebook. Actually, you can put it on YouTube or Facebook, depending on whatever one you like. You are going to have to give me the worst Age of Shitmar rule you could come up with, or best, if you'd like, special rule. That's all you have to do. Just pick a unit, and you have to come up with it. I think I saw one that I really liked, which was that the glittering charge for the High Elves, you have to throw glitter onto the table while you're doing it, and if you do that, then you get the bonus rule. Because I would love to see game owners during that, when you throw glitter on their table, and just like...
Yeah, they would be
my shit terrain.
Probably not happy.
No. My shitty pink styrofoam.
My garbage terrain.
Garbage. Those are computer parts.
The terrain looks pretty sweet.
Actually, in all honesty, there was two pieces of terrain I got to see. I got to see the gates. You know what's amazing about the big? They have one that's like a sky fighting a dragon with like a big Sigmar hammer.
I saw that one. That one's cool.
Guess how many skulls are on that piece?
Oh fuck, a million.
Four.
Wow.
Yeah. Four skulls, and they're tiny.
Wow.
The other one, there's like this floating like fiery gate. That one's got only like four real skulls on it, on each one, but there's like a mural of a guy fighting some skelebones. But I don't really count them because they're skelebones.
Right. If they're skelebones, that's just sweet.
Yeah.
Like, everyone knows that skelebones are way cooler than just a skull.
Yeah. So the pieces of terrain are actually really nice. They're really good. Especially that gate with the dude fighting the dragon. Like, if you're doing some like pulp or Hibernia age games, or you like know, like Conan stuff, it's excellent.
That's
for that.
Definitely a Robert E. Howard thing.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so you have to put on the thread for this podcast or on the YouTube page under the podcast your best Age of Shitmar rules. And you know, Age of Shitmar. You pick your unit. You pick the rule for it.
You can also do it as a battalion.
Whatever, a battalion rule or whatever you want to do. I don't give a shit. But
give us your own imaginary horsey rule.
I have a prize for you. I was at Half Price Books and I found these. These were about $1 a piece. It's a series of 10 Forgotten Realms Drit Stewart and comics signed by R.A. Salvatore. So they're actually signed by R.A. Salvatore.
Are all of them signed?
They're all signed.
Man, someone thought they were going to have something really valuable here.
All of them, you know, whatever. Do what you want with them. I don't want them.
What the fuck is going on with this art?
He's fighting an owlbear, dude. It's why a dwarf in armor fighting an owlbear.
Why is he all spiky?
Because he's wearing spike armor.
That's a terrible owlbear.
He's wearing spiked armor, Steve. It gives him an extra bonus for whatever.
God damn it.
It gives him a bonus for charging.
These are awful.
Yeah, they're the R.A. Salvatore. They're signed comics. I got 10 of them there for you. I will ship them with some other goodies I have lying around my house from companies that want to give free stuff away.
They're all signed on the cover.
I will not be giving away my postcard of Queen Elizabeth II that I got from James because
God save the Queen.
Because my daughter is a real big fan of it. She points to it all the time and goes, who's that? And I go, that's the monarchist we separated from.
So on this cover, Drit Stewarden is apparently just chilling with a hook horror, which is very odd.
Okay. And there's a goblin that has like a halfling slash dwarf.
Apparently it is a character because it's on this cover as well.
Okay.
Bonus. Oh, you just use Google. Never mind. I was going to say, if you know why Drit Stewarden is hanging out with a hook horror, but they could find that with the Google, so that's not as fun.
Okay.
The fucking internet. The internet simultaneously made everything better and then ruined all the competitions.
Just made porn better. Everything else sucks.
I mean, do you really want to see all that Age of Shitmar porn? Those fucking big beefy space marines making out with each other. Marnius cool guy in the background jerking off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm expecting a fucking Marnius cool guy now.
Marnius cool.
For fucking fantasy.
Man. Yeah. So anyway, do that and I will send you this along with some other free stuff I've gotten from companies, some minis or whatever else I got lying around my house. I'll ship that out to you. But yeah, go ahead and do that. Steve, do we have any other gaming stuff that we talked about?
Go ahead, San Francisco. You ruined pizza. First it was the Hawaiians, and now you.
You liked that, didn't you?
I did. I liked that a lot.
Steve, there are no bears in San Francisco. This is a hairy guy. Could have been a bear. I just ruined the best joke of that movie for everyone.
That's good.
All right, so do we have any other gaming stuff to talk about?
Let's see.
Shitmar was the big one. That was like the thing
that's like
it was like my mixtape. Set the internet on
that's
fire.
That's the news. Also, the best thing about Age of Shitmar is the Bell of Lost Souls blog roll and like reading the comment Flame Wars is hilarious.
Yeah.
There's not enough time to get to all of it because there's just too many.
No, I mean, like, I literally...
It's funny.
I would like to read through all of the shitty rules, but there's so many of them. You have to hunt and find them because it's only on special characters. Every once in a while, you'll find it on a unit.
No, one of the Beastman units like requires you to bellow at your opponent for it to charge.
Yeah, I know one of the orc ones. You have to say wah when you use the wah.
Yes, you have to. Yell wah, not say wah.
This is how I yell. This is how I yell wah. Wah.
You know what I do? I do it like this. Why am I playing this fucking game?
I think there's a Sigmar model that literally causes you that you have to ejaculate onto the table in order to use special rules.
Yeah. So sorry.
Sorry, women can't play that model.
Yeah.
But women don't play these games.
Some might be able to.
Yeah. Hey, it's a new world, man. Oh god damn it! That game, Age of Shitmar, man. Age of Shitmar. All right, so I don't think I have anything else I really want to talk about. There's a couple Kickstarter stuff, but whatever. We usually put them out on the Facebook page if we like them.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a couple good ones up lately, but
I think it ended, but like the one was the art by Dieter Lizzie was really cool.
Yeah.
The minis sculpted. By off of his art.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, as I was saying, there's been a bunch of cool stuff out there.
Yeah, I mean,
the Here 46 Indiegogo is pretty good.
Looking to be the best version of Zombicide, Black Plague, I think that's over now.
It ends either today or tomorrow, so.
Yeah, so I mean, but that...
And
that,
as I say today, I mean, like, Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, and that game actually looks pretty good. I won't play it, because I'm not a fan of Zombicide, but it does appear to be the best version.
Yeah, I mean, it's a version that kind of makes sense. And
it also has Necromancers.
Necromancers making... Looks like Evil Dead /...
Yeah.
Any movie starring Ron Perlman that takes place in the Middle Ages.
And there's werewolves and, like, you know, monsters and shit.
Skelebones.
It's cool.
Vampires. Yeah. I mean, it's like a better version of Zombicide. Yeah.
It's the definitive best version.
But is there a drow that hangs out with a hook quarter?
I don't know why he does, but apparently yes.
You got really angry about that, like, and flummoxed. You're like, Dritz would never hang out with a hook quarter.
It wasn't anger. I was just wondering, like, what the fuck is the story of that? Like, hook quarters are, like, moderately intelligent, but they're monsters. Like, they hang out and they ambush adventurers in, like, caves, and they try to drag you away.
Hooks.
Well, they literally try and hook you, and they get their claw on you, and then they drag you away to eat you.
Yeah.
Like, that's what hook horrors do.
Look upon my hooks in despair.
Because they dig. So, like, it's a surprise. It's an ambush. They're an ambush predator. Yeah. So, the only thing that, like, drives them away would be, like, an Umber Hulk, because Umber Hulks are super fucking dangerous.
I love it when you get this, like, level of technical nerdiness on the, like, because you're just like, no, it wouldn't work, because the only thing that could beat it was an Umber Hulk.
Yeah, well, I mean, just, they drives them away.
Like, that's the Steve I know and love. The Steve who gets, like, upset about something and then technically explains why it's wrong because of the background.
I'd like to know.
When I was talking about Arkham Knight on the podcast, and I was just like, no, Batman wouldn't have a gun on his Batmobile because Batman doesn't like guns because of this issue and this issue and this issue and because of these problems.
I mean, Batman originally had a gun, though.
Yeah.
He totally had a gun in Detective Comics. He shoots it in a hallway, like, and it blows up.
But that's, like, when I'm saying, like, the definitive mythological, that's what I'm saying, is, like...
The current mythos Batman.
Yeah, the current mythos Batman. He would never have a gun. It's stupid. Stupid, Steve. Stupid. Anyway.
What about action missiles?
Well, action missiles are different. Does he have Arctic camo?
Yeah, Arctic camo with action missiles. Those fucking, the winter-themed action figures are always the best. It's just like he's in fucking Arctic camo. He's got something sled-related or has ice skates.
Yeah. It always has skis on it.
Skis, for sure.
Like, Hasbro has, like, a whole department dedicated to plastic skis they put on vehicles.
Like, fucking, Wong, are you done with those fucking skis? No, sir, I'm sorry. I'm still working on them. I'm trying to get the perfect contour.
Yeah, exactly. It's like no one wants ski toys. There's got to be
millions of R&D into fucking sculpting skis.
It's like always the same thing. It's a fucking ski, and then it's got like springs on it, and it's like got all this detail in it, but they never paint it. It's just like one big lumped plastic piece. It's like no one wants fucking skis. The only time you ever use skis is when it's snowing outside, and there's only a few places in America where you could literally have snow on the ground enough times to make an Arctic camo toy worth playing.
Yeah.
The only toy ever worth playing that had skis on it was the Arctic Wolf from G.I. Joe. It was the Cobras had it. It had the missiles that popped up. Tomox and Zaymon went inside of it. And it was fucking badass. And that was the only toy ever worth having
that wasn't
had skis
even just
on
winter.
It.
That was an all year round vehicle.
Yeah, but I mean,
because it just skied on the ground if there was no snow.
Exactly. But it was a fucking badass toy because it had Tomox and Zaymon. It was their
true
vehicle.
They could feel each other's pain.
It's my brother, I can feel his pain.
It's true.
Tomax and Zaymon. You could tell them apart by their scars.
It's true. They had scars on the opposite sides.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
I always liked it because they would talk like this. They would be like, I think they were like German bankers. I think that was their background in the G.I. Joe plot.
I don't know. Like,
they were like capitalist investors.
Cobra was kind of like a fucking Hogan's Heroes of like villains. It's like a random like ragtag group of villains who all look really cool and dress the same, but there's no logical reason they should even know each other other than like Destro. But Destro's an arms dealer, so he should not be with Cobra Commander. He should be sitting behind a desk, and Cobra Commander calls him and goes like, I need more lasers. Cobra, do you want the green lasers? No, the red ones.
You know I'm Scottish, right? Then why do you sound like a black man? I don't know either. I didn't even know. Like, that's like his crazy ass fucking big ass pimp collar.
Yeah.
Actually V-neck down, and that's an open top.
Yeah.
Like, that's his chest, you see. I never realized that that's actually his chest. I always thought it was like a shirt underneath there. No. That was, I guess there was no chest hair, so I couldn't really tell. Mm-hmm. No, that was an open top. He had the flyest outfit of all time.
Yeah, for sure. And he's always macking on Baroness.
Oh, the Baroness. God, how many fucking like fetishes were born out of that?
Probably a lot.
A lot.
Yes. I mean, you got the long hair, you got the glasses, you got the skin tight suit.
I mean,
there's a lot of options to play with there. How many fetishes were born out of Destro?
Well, true. I would like to see the Hasbro exec who is like, I think that's Ilsa, She-Wolf of the SS. But I can't put that out there that I know that that's Elsa.
I can't say it, because then they'll
know. They'll know that I know that it's Elsa, She-Wolf of the SS. And you see, like, Larry Hama going, is he going to say it? Is
he's
he going
like
to say
staring
it?
Staring at him. Like, he's going to say
it.
You
know.
He knows.
And then there's that one guy who's sitting there, like, giving him the thumbs up, like, yeah! Ilsa, She-Wolf of the SS.
Oh, and then there's Storm Shadow.
Oh.
The ninjas who are, for all intents and purposes, the most ludicrous thing, because, like, they're fucking ninjas. Like, it's fucking Snake Eyes is literally a ninja who happens to also be in this special group of military guys, but he has a long rivalry background with Storm Shadow, the ninja from an actual ninja clan in Japan, who has joined the rogue terrorist group Cobra, so they can continue their battle of honor.
Well, okay, but here's the thing I like about Snake Eyes. Snake Eyes at least wore all black.
Oh, no, the ninjas are cool, because they're ninjas. Like, ninjas, obviously cool. Storm Shadow all in white, probably not the most prudent choice.
No, it's like, if you're going to be a ninja.
Except the one time they're on the Winter Mountain, and
Arctic camo.
He has the huge advantage, because Snake Eyes is black.
And he's all
and he's like, I can fucking see Snake Eyes, and he can't see me.
Unless it's night when they're fighting on the mountain. Then they're at equal advantage.
True. But like, they're ninjas. Ninjas are cool. I got it. But like, just, it's more of the, you know, the amount of disbelief one has to suspend gets kind of insane with G.I. Joe. And you're just like, you know, as a kid, it's just like, oh, that guy's the sailor, so he's got the sailor hat and the parrot. Like, that makes him from the Navy. I understand
that.
Hey,
kids.
Shipwreck.
Shipwreck's here to teach you how to avoid VD.
Yes. I've got it.
Just remember,
don't
kids.
Don't sleep with me.
Just remember, kids. When you see a hooker in Thailand, just remember this rhyme. If you're gonna bag her, sheath your dagger.
This is fucking insane.
Yo, Joe.
It's fucking insane. And they're like, and then there was, fuck. I think the fridge was, well,
William
part
the
of
Refrigerator
G.I. Joe.
Perry was William the Refrigerator Perry. Let's give him his full,
yes,
full title.
Yes. Well, he was Fridge in G.I. Joe.
Yeah, well, that was his, it was William the Refrigerator Perry, codenamed Fridge.
Fridge, yes.
His background, because everyone had a background, like yes. Flint was just a warrant officer.
And I remember he had a stick with a football on the end
no,
of
no,
it.
No, 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 no. That was just the toy. It really was just a handle with a chain that was attached to a football that had spikes on it.
Oh, my bad.
So it was a football flail is what
flail.
It was.
Okay.
Yeah. So
Sergeant Slaughter?
Sergeant Slaughter with the Slaughter's Marauders. They were a bunch of G.I. Joe washouts that Sergeant Slaughter would take over. And you jump out of the Slaughter Marauders. And then
yet another totally bizarre tie-in with the WWF.
With the WWF. But yet... But yet they were the counterpoint to Destro's Iron Grenadiers, who also wore that was
the
when,
Grenadiers had a fucking sweet outfit.
They did. Well, that's because that's when Destro was like, you know what? I don't need a silver helmet anymore. My helmet should be gold, like the pimp I fucking am.
Yes.
And so he switched it out, and then he had that, and he had his whole group, and then the Slaughter's Marauders would fight against the Destro's Iron Grenadiers.
Oh,
Grenadiers,
man.
Sorry. Grenadiers.
Grenadiers. You said it like a little kid.
That's why I think I called it as a kid.
Yeah,
until Grenadiers. I learned that, oh, the Grenadiers were an awful, awful unit that did terrible things in World War II.
The Grenadiers. Let's call them the Grenadiers.
The Grenadiers.
Back to the yeah. Grenadiers, please.
it's like as opposed to Destro's Waffen SS.
His Luftwaffe.
The Luftwaffe. It's fucking... Well, and that was always the funny thing, too.
Cobra.
Cobra.
And then the Cobra La. Cobra La 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 La. The fucking snake mutants.
The snake... It was so bizarre. And it was always great because G.I. Joe was flying around in Cold War tech. They were literally flying around in F-14 Tomcats and fucking Warthog APCs.
And they're battling the sci-fi universe of Cobra.
No, it's Cobra's running around in fucking
trouble bubbles
and in fucking 1948 German tech. Like if German won World War II, this was the tech they'd be flying around.
Trouble
in.
Bubbles.
Yeah, trouble
fucking
bubbles.
Adolf flying around Germany in a trouble bubble.
Haha, I'm von Zavor. Look at me, I'm flying.
I'm flying in my trouble bubble. Or the Cobra.
And they would still call it a trouble bubble.
And
the English would be like, "This is the trouble bubble."
And they fly around in the fucking one-man Cobra Fang, where it was just like they'd lift off and there was missiles on the side of it. Like, structurally speaking, I'm not even an engineer as a kid, and I'm like, there's no way this thing could handle the recoil of a missile firing off of it.
You gotta fire them both and then you're dead.
Yeah, you fly, the thing goes backwards so far and it explodes. And it's got, and not even that, but the front, like, bubble mounted machine gun on that thing would never stay up, so it always looked like a limp dick.
Yep.
And it was just like, you'd like rotate it around. It's like, how is he even controlling this and flying at the same time? This is physically impossible, sir. I do not believe in your universe.
It's because they have fucking alternate World War II history German sci-fi tech.
Oh my god. And it's just like, what is this all about, G.I. Joe?
Oh,
I still love the fuck out of that as a kid, though.
Oh, man.
I like Crocmaster, because Cobra needed a crocodile trainer.
Yeah, I mean, well, then there's Serpentor, who's made up of Genghis Khan...
the most evil men in all of history.
Yeah, yes, it was Genghis Khan,
Julius Caesar, Alexander the Great,
and like I think Napoleon, and one other one.
Because you know Napoleon
was the most evil. It's like, I don't know if any of those guys were particularly evil, other than they were conquerors.
And there's the one guy like what's his name, the guy who changes color, Zartan. Zartan shows up and he's like, he's Australian. I brought you Hitler's mustache just like you asked. They're like, hold on. We don't need to be that evil, okay?
We're Cobra.
We're not savages.
Yeah, we're Cobra. We're not Nazis.
But you're kind of...
Destro is kind of black.
I'm Scottish.
Oh, shit.
Then you have like... Well, what about Baroness? I'm just German. I'm not a Nazi. What year were you born? 1938, but that's not besides the point. What, am I the only one here who's seen the parallels between Nazis and Cobra? I mean, for fuck's sake, you're wearing the Colt Scuttle helmets on your troops.
There's no parallels. I have a sweet mask.
I have a mask.
It's reflective in metal.
It's
check it out. If a laser hits it, it'll totally bounce off.
What about the rest of your body? You don't appear to be wearing any sort of body armor or anything.
Well, my face is the most important asset.
I would say it's not like Hitler ran around in a trouble bubble. Cobra retreat.
Trouble bubbles away.
So the other thing, but I think
the dreadnoughts were just like, what was that all about?
Cobra,
I don't know.
I think Cobra Commander is literally just an eccentric billionaire who like had a shit ton of money and was like,
I'm going to do something sweet.
And he was walking by like a fucking Halloween thrift shop and he saw the fucking like helmet just sitting there.
Well, it's like
it was for like Star Lord and the invasion of Battleglon, like the sci-fi show. Yeah. And he's like, I loved that show as a kid. He like bought it, and as soon as he held it in his hands, he's just like, I know what I must do.
Well, it's like, we will be a shadowy worldwide terrorist organization that has a base in a swamp.
Oh, multiple bases.
Yeah. Well, it's like
all of our vehicles have big ass cobras on them.
It's like where did you get this? Where'd you get this base? It's a pterodrome. Well, where'd you get it from?
Krang.
I bought it from this guy, and you see like Lex Luthor, and it's like, meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom. It's like it just raises from the swamp and goes back down.
Oh man.
God. We just went for like 20 minutes just on G.I. Joe. We
could keep going.
This fucking show.
I said before that apparently there's like a licensing thing, but I said before like that is the game that could make a fuck ton of money as a miniatures game.
I don't see them doing it correctly as a miniatures game.
No, they have to do it right. That's what I mean. Like done correctly, like that would be a fucking money machine.
Like the way that I would do that game is you would have to have like your Joes and like it would almost be kill team. Like, you'd have to, like, you'd get a box.
It was asymmetrical, because Cobra, you'd have your faceless Cobra goons.
Yeah, and maybe, like, one or two
and
heroes.
Then your named characters.
Yeah.
The Joes are all Joes.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just the 10 of them or whatever.
Yeah. So, I mean, it'd be like kill team, where it would be, like, you know, it'd be like movie Space Marines. You know, like, this Joe is running around fucking mowing down the fucking Cobras.
Yeah. Because that's what they do.
Well, no. What it would have to be is that they were shooting. You'd shoot at the opponent's unit, but you wouldn't roll the wound because none of your shots would hit. You'd have to roll just to see if the unit retreats.
Yeah,
that's what it would be every time.
They'll retreat.
Like there's the only casualty. There's no casualties in the game. They would just run away. The only person in the game who could possibly die is Duke.
But he can't. At the end, it's like his parachute came out just in time. He's safe.
Yeah, but that's what it would be. It's like the only Joe that you could possibly kill in that game would be Duke. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. Then one guy would turn into a giant like whale because that does that one episode. He takes that mutagen and turns into a fucking whale.
God, oh fuck!
I love that show as a kid. I ate that shit.
Yeah, obviously I watched G.I. Joe as a kid, but like I was Transformers kid. Like that was my thing.
And that's why you like Japanese weeaboo tea.
I love Japanese weeaboo.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why you're a weeaboo and I'm all yo American because I watch G.I. Joe, you watch Transformers.
I watch Transformers. All right.
America. All right. Go to planetarbitrary.com for all your Planet Arbitrary needs.
The Transformers movie has one of the best scenes ever when Megatron busts into the shuttle and fucking Instruments of Destruction starts playing and he just kills the fuck out of like 10 Autobots.
He does.
And then the one's like fucking like he's like, now we will return to Autobot City and wreck the shit out of it. And one dude on the ground, he's like, no, I have to warn Prime. And he's just like, foolish heroism, and he just fucking blows him away on the ground. I was like, that's fucking awesome. Like, as a little kid, I was fucking traumatized because Prowl was on there, and I loved Prowl, and I'm like, no, Prowl, he's dead! There's fire coming out of his mouth, and then fucking Optimus dies? I was destroyed by that movie.
They're robots. They don't have feelings.
They clearly have souls. Optimus's soul is literally something you can pull out of his chest.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's programmable souls. It's not like...
It's not programmable. It's mystic and programmable.
Yeah, okay. So if I didn't stick...
It's like C++.
Yeah. It's Mystic Ant's program. It's not like if I stuck like a USB that had a virus into his asshole, he wouldn't be like, burr, burr, burr,
burr. I don't know if he has an asshole. I don't think he does.
I don't know.
I love it. It's supposed to be an output, but you're using it as an input.
It's like, they would just be like all of a sudden they're like, why all of a sudden do I have an ask task bar across my chest? Oh no, bloatware.
Their operating system just crashes.
Yeah.
Hang on, Prime. I can't get to you. I'm dealing with all these pop-ups.
Hold on, McAfee wants to scan my system again.
Is that a new Autobot? Oh fuck! This one apparently the new show has a whole bunch of lady Transformers.
Ooh, lady Transformers!
Yeah, which is a robot.
How can robots have gender?
I don't know.
They have boobs built on them.
Let's ask Tumblr and see what they say.
That's not going to end well for you.
It just goes to show. So wait, gender's programmable? That's what you're saying? Fuck that. Go to planetarbitrary.com for all your planetarbitrary needs. Follow me on Twitter at planetarbitrary.
Pornography.
You can follow Steve at nothing because he doesn't have a Twitter anymore.
I'm gone.
Like the Facebook page, best way to get in contact with us.
Yes, our Facebook page, Game Classy Podcast.
As it's changed to. Why do we have to? Did we have to change it, or just you just wanted to change it?
I did it for like more like recognition, really.
Okay.
Like just so like people know what the fuck it is, because I comment on
other things.
I comment on things as Game Classy, like on Noob the Loser or like when a game manufacturer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm thinking like, oh, if I comment on like, Age of Shitmar, I'm like, ha, GW sucks. Lol, 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 lol. 420 blaze it. Someone will like, they'll be like, oh, that guy's hilarious. And they'll click on it. They'll be like, oh, it's a podcast. I should listen to it. And
I should listen to these guys. Yeah. Like the Facebook page. Also, you can listen to us on YouTube's. YouTube has something that people like about it. I don't know. I still get comments on that one podcast about, like, this is an in-depth review of Adeptus Mechanicus or whatever it is, Adeptus Assassinatorius.
That's funny.
Yeah. You could also go to our subreddit. It's not blacked out. Oh, Reddit drama is the dumbest drama on the planet.
It's a disaster.
Yeah, whatever. There's just no other good, really good aggregating sites like that.
But there's BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed.
They have lists.
Lists.
30 things Jenna Jameson has pulled out of her ass.
That's the only sad thing is that if Reddit went down, like the rest, like there's so much like stuff on the internet that would have zero content anymore because they just get it from Reddit now.
I would just move to Imgur.
Imgur.
Yeah, that would be like it would just be moved to Reddit. Reddit's already so closely linked with Imgur. Like,
yeah,
it's gonna.
Well, Imgur was created because of Reddit.
Yeah, so it'll just. But I mean, there's people who only use Imgur. Like, they just fucking.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Well, that's just people who like looking at pictures of cats. That's mm-hmm. what I always say.
Or butts. Or cat's butts.
Oh, cat butts.
A cat will show you its ass. After a certain amount of time, the cat will just be like, here's my ass. And you're like, why?
I would love to create a Reddit just for, like, porn. Just for porn surfing.
I mean, Reddit's kind of like that.
Yeah, but I mean, I would like just have its own separate thing. Just like you know.
Well, say like, why don't you just you could just make a porn username and then remove all your subscriptions from everything except for porn.
But I just want to take out that whole step and just have it just be about porn.
Bone it. Call it bone it.
Yeah. Rim job it.
Doesn't roll off the tongue.
Anyway, but you could go to our subreddit, which is, our game classy. You could listen to it and you could. Get there. I post links on it. It's been slow just because I haven't been at work.
Yeah,
and I'm on summer break. So, and Steve doesn't like Reddit. Doesn't believe in it. Yeah, he's still a big fan of Dig.
Finally, Dig.
Finally, bringing that up. All right. So,
Dig. That's a throwback.
And the best thing you could do to help out the podcast is like, comment, subscribe on the iTunes. You could give us five. As long as you give us 5 stars, I don't care what you say about us. You could say that we are the worst podcast in the world. But as long as you give us 5 stars, that's your payment for making fun of us. And also, don't forget the contest. That's for the all of this. I got 10 signed comics here for you. You could probably make at least $20 off of it.
Oh man, Forgotten Realms, Exile. I can't believe they're all signed. That's
I know,
so
isn't that
weird.
Crazy?
Anyway,
so Steve, until next time.
Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. They're called the Ghostbusters and they're in control. Had them throwing a party for a bunch of children, while all of the while the slime was under the building. So they grabbed up their group, got a grip, came equipped, grabbed the proton packs off their back and they split. Found out about Vigo, master of evil. Try to battle my boys. That's not legal.
Yo, Ghostbusters, you got one of those proton packs, my little brother?
Game classy.